So we've been looking at Romans chapter 2, I'm sorry, chapter 12, and we read those first two verses, which we're all very familiar with. And Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And he wants us, Jesus wants us to continually be transforming our minds. Transforming our minds. Renewing our minds every day so that we can be in that good, acceptable, perfect will of God in all things. And then Jesus speaks through Paul and he comes down to verse number 9. And we read verses 9 through 18. And in verses 9 through 18, we can see that through Paul, Jesus is telling us this is the way that we should behave as his Christians, as his followers, as those that are sheep in his flock. So verses 9 through 18 express these things to us. Now, we've looked at verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 said, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. We looked at that Monday. Yesterday we looked at verse number 10, be kindly, affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. So let's take this a little bit further, and this morning, let's look at verses 11 and see how much further we can go. But these are the qualities, the characteristics, this is the nature of Jesus Christ that is in us. And so as we hear Paul saying, this is the way that we should behave as believers in Jesus Christ. As we read through these things, it can seem like, wow, that's an awful, I don't know if I can do all that. That's a lot. Can I live that kind of life? Well, you can, because it's the nature of Jesus that is in you. It's his nature which is in you. And so that nature can come forth. If this is what we'll be diligent to decide, this is what I choose today. I choose to live according to the nature of Jesus Christ that is in me, instead of living to the nature, by the nature of the flesh that I dwell in. I choose to live by and according to the nature of Jesus Christ that is in me, and not the nature of the flesh. This is what Paul is talking about in verse number 2 when he said, do not be conformed to this world or conformed to this flesh, is what he's saying, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is accepting the fact that I'm going to be diligent and make the decision today to live according to his nature. That's what it's saying. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is God's good, perfect, acceptable will that we would live according to these precepts that he's sharing, these principles, and that we would live with Christ-like behavior and that people would see Jesus Christ through us because of this behavior. So let's look at verses 11 and 12. He just got done saying, be kindly, be affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Verse 11, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So let's look at verse number 11. 11 says, not lagging in diligence. Now, I just got done saying, we need to be diligent and make the decisive determination today that we are going to live according to the nature of Jesus Christ that is in us. Because if I look at these principles, if I look at these things that Paul is expressing to us and saying, this is the kind of behavior that I should have today as a follower of Jesus Christ. My flesh is going to say, yeah, I can't do that. I've tried. I can't do that. I would like to. I just can't do that. But that's where we have to come to the determination and the understanding that I have the nature of Jesus in me. And so as he says in verse number 11, not lagging in diligence. I'm not going to fall behind. I have to make the determination today. And I challenge you to do the same thing. I have to make the determination. I will not be slow in being diligent. I will not lag behind in being diligent. I will not fall asleep at the diligence switch. I will be on it. I'm going to be diligent today, not lagging behind. I'm going to be diligent today to live according to the nature of Jesus Christ, to make the determination to live according to his nature and let his nature, which is in my spirit, I'm going to make the decision in my soul to allow his nature to flow through me. And then I will be transforming my mind today, all that I am. I'm transforming myself into that image of Jesus Christ who is in me. and not allowing the flesh, not allowing the things of the world and the worldly part of me, the carnal part of me, not allowing that to be the nature that I live by today. In the Amplified Bible, it says, never lag in zeal, in earnest endeavor. I should be zealous. If I truly realize and understand that I have the nature of Jesus Christ in me, if I believe that today, that should stir my zeal to know I can live according to these principles that the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul here in Romans chapter 12. I can live this kind of life. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter how I've lived my life. It doesn't even matter how I've started this morning. I can make the diligent decision right now to live according to the nature of Jesus Christ who is in me instead of the nature of the flesh. I can make that. If I understand that and I believe that today, that should stir my zeal. I should be zealous for the opportunity to live that example of the nature of Jesus Christ. I talked yesterday about how, you know, when verse number 10 and 11, when they talked to us about how to love one another and not having hypocritical love and of considering other people, giving preference to others, that kind of love that you would give to a family member, we should give that to everyone that we see. And we should look for those opportunities on a daily basis because they'll be presented to us. Look for those opportunities to love people in Jesus Christ. Give somebody your parking space. If you see somebody that doesn't have money, you know, for their parking meter, you know, you put the money in. There's so many opportunities where you can be the light of Jesus Christ. There's so many. Find someone that, I guarantee you, I assure you, today, there will be someone that comes across your life that could use prayer, that could use somebody to speak a word of life over them and just a word of encouragement. Because when somebody hears the voice of someone else praying for them, there's something about hearing somebody pray for you that stirs their faith. That opportunity is going to be presented if your eyes are open. If I will be diligent today, not lagging in my diligence, if I will be looking with an expectation, with a zealous expectation, I will find there's opportunities for me to pray for somebody, to encourage them, to even do a small thing to represent Jesus Christ to them. And I'm not talking about just one opportunity. There will be multifold opportunities. And if I believe this is true, that I have the nature of Christ in me, I should be zealously looking forward with anticipation to those opportunities. So when those opportunities present themselves, I don't miss those opportunities, but instead I pounce upon those opportunities, knowing that I get to represent Jesus Christ and I can encourage someone. I can let that love of Jesus that is in me, well beyond my love, it is His love in me that I'm choosing to operate in, and I can let that love flow through and touch and impact someone else's life. Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow. This is what it says in the Amplified Bible. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit. Oh, man. Now that should make you zealous. You have the opportunity today, if you believe that the nature of Jesus Christ resides in you. Now, if at that comment you just said to yourself, I'm not sure that's true for me. If you've accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, if you've accepted Him as your Savior, forget your experiences, forget the number of times that you know you failed Him. That's, put that aside. None of that, at this moment, none of that matters. Here's the question. Have you accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins? Have you acknowledged that? If you have, then you have Jesus Christ dwelling in you. He dwells in you because your spirit, which had been dead, is now a new creation in Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of Jesus Himself, the very Spirit of God the Father, the Spirit of God dwells within you. It is the Holy Spirit. It dwells within your spirit. Your spirit, which was dead, is now made alive because His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwells within you. And because His Spirit dwells within you, do the math. Jesus dwells within you. That means His nature is already within you. And even though you say to yourself, listen, I can have some pretty bad thoughts. I can have some evil thoughts. Listen, you don't know me. I can do evil. I can think evil. I can think about ways to take from others so that I can have. I have evil thoughts. I have lustful thoughts. I have thoughts that would bring harm or destruction to someone else. I've had thoughts today. Whatever you would say, whatever you would tell me that you've had today, whatever you would express that would make you say, listen, you don't know the thoughts that I have. I have horrible thoughts. I don't recognize, that's not the nature of Jesus, that's the nature of me. I have horrible thoughts. Not denying you have horrible thoughts, but that gets back to exactly what Paul was talking about when he started this chapter. And he said, do not be conformed to this world. If he says do not, that means you have a choice and you can do it. Not in your strength, but in the strength of Jesus Christ. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Today, you might have had those thoughts even today. You might have had evil, lustful, hurtful thoughts that would steal from others. Whatever thoughts you've had that you would reflect back on and say, I know that's not the nature of Christ. That is my evil nature. He's saying, do not be conformed. You've got a choice. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And this is what he's saying later. He says, don't lag in diligence. Diligently decide, I'm going to be transformed today with the renewing of my mind, that you may accept what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is saying you can have the choice. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then right now you have His nature dwelling within you. And so you can make that diligent choice today. Doesn't matter what your thoughts were. Were those thoughts yours? Absolutely. Does that mean that the nature of Christ is not in you? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Because the nature of Jesus Christ dwells within your spirit. And your spirit is a separate part from you. It's still part of you. But there's three parts of you, spirit, soul, and body. And your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your personality. It's that unique creation He made in you. It's your will. This is your soul. It's all of those elements. So your mind, if you're thinking evil things, that is you. That is your mind. But just because you're thinking those does not disqualify the fact that the nature of Jesus Christ still dwells within your spirit. Still dwells within your spirit, and that is within you. Now, if I transform my thoughts and I transform my minds, if I decide to be diligent today, not lacking in diligence, to have the nature of Christ, to live out the nature of Christ, guess what happens? That nature of Christ, the spirit that is in me, then moves through His spirit, in my spirit, then moves with power through my soul because I've opened up the door and I've allowed Him through. He moves through my soul and it transforms my mind and my thinking. Then my evil thoughts and my evil thinking is transformed and it's gone. It's renewed. It's gone and replaced by the things of Jesus Himself, the nature of Jesus Himself, the thoughts of Jesus Himself. We have the mind of Christ within us to renew and transform our mind. And if you want that today, if you realize that is true today, then you can be excited about today. Where Paul said in the Amplified, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor, be aglow, burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. You've got chances to serve the Lord today because there's going to be people coming across your path today that have a need of Jesus Christ. If you believe this word is true, this is, read Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, and then read verse number 11. If you believe that is true, if you believe the nature of Christ is in you, then you can have that, you can make that determination. Be diligent to live out His nature, not the nature of the flesh, because the opportunities will be before you. If you believe it, you will see those opportunities, and you will pounce on them. You will be aglow and burning with the Spirit as you serve the Lord Jesus Christ today. And nothing will make your day better than that.